let's get straight now to another man that's been all over this story all week, and that's Paul Sakal from The Age newspaper. Paul, thank you very much for your time. We might ask you that question that we just posed to Justin, whether you know the detail of that. What's happening with Djokovic now? Has he been detained? Is he going back into hotel detention? Do we know where Djokovic is?
Hey, guys. None of that's clear yet. I believe he's at his home, which is in the rented home that he's at in Toorak. As Justin says, we don't know what the government's full arguments are. We don't know on what basis Djokovic's team might challenge it, because we don't know what the basis for the decision was. What I can tell you, and I can't actually recall if I was on with you guys last night, but Djokovic's lawyers, as of last night and this morning, were poring over the Migration Act in its absolute minute detail to prepare themselves for any kind of cancellation justification that the minister might put forward. They're prepared for all kinds of different reasons to expel Djokovic, and they're preparing to launch an appeal. Their intention this morning when I spoke to them was to do that tonight. They believe that, as Justin says, the court will probably hear an injunction application tonight and then probably put on a trial over the weekend. The Djokovic team want to condense the trial. They want to reduce the time for evidence to be put. They want to reduce the amount of time for written submissions to be drafted. They're effectively trying to fast-track this trial so that it can be done as soon as Sunday night. And if Djokovic is successful, they want Djokovic playing his round, his game on Monday or Tuesday, whichever day he's drawn for. So they want to get this done on the weekend. I haven't actually confirmed after the decision from Hawke that they are appealing, but that was their absolute intention as of this morning.
You've mentioned a couple of times now, Paul, that he has got a residence in Toorak that he's staying at. I believe it's got a tennis court. Has anybody been able to find out when that was actually booked?
That's a really good question. I haven't seen anyone confirm that.
Can you do that for me and have it in the front page of The Age by Monday?
Well, it'd be a matter of whether his Airbnb host would be willing to disclose that to us. I imagine it might harm their prospects of renting to him next Aussie Open, when I'm sure he's paying quite a mint to rent that place.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, if he booked it 3 months ago, whether or not this magical, the timing of his COVID infection becomes a little bit more messy. So where do you think it's going to from here, Paul?
It's, again, as Justin said, he's the authority on this. We won't know, we can't know what the prospects of an appeal or success are until we actually understand the arguments on both sides. But if Justin is right, and the two options for Judge Kelly, if he hears it tonight, are to allow him to play in the tournament as this hearing plays out, or, you know, send him on a plane, or potentially to put him into immigration detention. If he does go into immigration detention over the weekend, and I know his lawyers are very concerned about this prospect, that really harms his ability to play, because he needs to prepare himself on the court and in the gym and with his diet. The diet's actually crucial. So if he goes into immigration detention for a day or two, I can't see a prospect for him performing at a high level. So he might just decide to go. If the judge thinks that he needs to be detained, I think his team might decide to just get out of the country, because what's the point?
Well, for mine, that's the decision they should make anyway. I think it's just the most craziest atmosphere to be trying to compete. A country wants you to leave and you're going to take them to court and fight to stay. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me, but I'm a bit strange. I know that.
Absurdity has been a streak throughout this whole process. If you said to us 2.5 weeks ago that we'd be in a situation where the world number one would be detained in an Australian immigration detention centre and be fighting the Australian government to not be deported 2 days out from the Aussie Open, you'd literally have thought that person was crazy, but here we are.
You've been a star again, Paul. We do appreciate it, and The Age will no doubt be looking at your contract, because you have been the number one man so far this week. Your print stuff has been absolutely awesome. All the best.
Thank you both for having me again. Cheers.